introduce to you one of the first local or county officials in this state who saw the importance of speaking out even at the local level about the war in Vietnam. Eugene Nickerson is the county executive of Nassau County, and in the New York delegation to the Democratic Convention last year, he was one of those most active in fighting for the peace plank. And on the infamous night in Chicago, he was in the candlelight march of many of the delegates sympathizing with the demonstrators. I say it's my honor tonight to present Eugene Nickerson.
Here tonight to lend my full support to the efforts of responsible young people. And I come here to support the students and faculty of our great universities and colleges, and to be a part of the action of conscience which can and shall put an end to this war in Vietnam. Last week, we were assured by the Pentagon that only 64 young Americans were killed in that week on the battlefield in Vietnam. That is 64 lives too many. One death in a senseless, immoral war which has brought not democracy, not prosperity, and certainly not peace to the Vietnamese people, and which has brought violence, cynicism, inflation, and turmoil to the American people. One life lost in this war is one too many. But we are asked to believe that peace is coming. Perhaps the president says in 3 long years. We are asked to believe that because the Pentagon computers tell us that we lost fewer young men last week than in any week since December of 1966. Well, I'll tell you something else those same computers know. In December 1966, there were 300,000 Americans fighting in Vietnam. And today, there are 500,000. We have 200,000 more men in Vietnam than we did less than 3 years ago, and it will be our war, an endless war, until every American soldier is brought home from Vietnam. We shall not be deceived by October casualty lists during the annual monsoon season in Southeast Asia. Despite the propaganda from Washington, the Allied military commanders are convinced that casualties will rise again this year, as they did last year. The truth is that 5,000 more Americans have laid down their lives in Vietnam than in Korea. And at the present rate, we will soon reach the total of Americans killed in the First World War, that war which was fought to end all wars. Yes, the truth is that whatever the fluctuations from month to month and from week to week, 39,000 Americans have been killed. And these are not statistics. They are a terrible sum of individual tragedy. For those we have lost, and for their families, and for the nation to which they gave so much, and could have given so much more as free men in a land of peace. Yes, the truth is that the war, despite the rhetoric from the White House, is thoroughly Americanized. Because after the election last fall, our offensive operations increased by 25%. We quietly escalated the war. Escalated, that is the word. And it was used most accurately by Ambassador Avril Harriman, who joins us in these observances today. And it was he who negotiated the military restraint, which opened up the peace talks. But President Nixon's first action was to appoint Henry Cabot Lodge to represent us in Paris, the same man who said when he left Saigon that this war would be won on the battlefield and not at the conference table. No, we here do not propose to stand silently by and hope for the best. We support the moratorium against the war because it is the right thing to do and it is the responsible thing to do. Shall not be intimidated by those who impugn our patriotism. This is our country as much as it is theirs. Because we love this country, that we seek the American principle of peace. And we shall not be silenced by a president who declares in advance that there is nothing new to be learned about the war in Vietnam. Our questions to you, Mr. President, may not be new, but you have yet to answer them. We ask today, how many more Americans must die in defense of a government in South Vietnam that cannot hold the support of its own people? We ask today, how many more must die before you choose to reveal your secret plan for peace? Asked today, how many more must die before you redeem your pledge to end this war? No, we shall not be quiet. For 3 long years until election eve 1972, while thousands upon thousands more are killed. There are lessons to be learned, Mr. President, from these observances. And the first is that we will not be satisfied by prolonging a war and by calling it the road to peace. We will not be satisfied with routine troop rotations publicized as withdrawals. And we will not be satisfied, we hear, that we have done our duty today and that we all will go home and all will be won and all will be well if we abandon our cause and wait for tomorrow and tomorrow and the next day. Today is not the end, it is the beginning. We shall continue our struggle for peace and we shall prevail.